All right, I think we're ready to start. So we're in Tzadi Vav, which is Davar Charif, and we started giving yesterday the basic Hakdama in Davar Charif last week. Now I'll throw out which some of the shailas we'll discuss, and then we'll learn some of the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see if we get the answers. Okay. Shaila number one. Someone calls up that they cut an onion with a fleshiga knife and they put it into eggs that they fried in a milchik frying pan. What's the halacha of the eggs? What's the halacha of the frying pan? Shaila number two. You cut an onion with a fleshiga knife and then you put it into your food processor. Is the food processor fleshig now? These types of shailas, right? So let's go through again a little hakdama, and I think once we have the hakdama, we'll be able to understand what the psakim on some of these things will be. Okay. So, and shaila number two is that shaila number three, straight up, I cut a onion with a milchik knife, and I put those onions into my chicken. Can I eat that chicken? Okay. So let's go back over. What was the chiddush of Davar Charif? Davar Charif is something which is sharp. So we had three chiddushim of Davar Charif. Three. One is that even something which is Eino Ben Yoimoy, even though normally till now we've said, as long as something is Einoy ben yoimoy, if a kli has not been used for fleishik or milchik within 24 hours, then it's not considered a fresh enough flavor to pass over into food. Davar Charif overrides that. So if you have an old knife and you cut it and you cut a sharp food will take the flavor of the knife. That was chiddush number one. That chiddush was a gemara of a dazar by chiltis. Remember we said chiltis is the stuff that is kills animals. It gives animals ulcers. The second it burns through the stomach of an animal. So it's particularly sharp. Okay. Chiddush number two, that till now we've been saying that in order for flavor to get bichlal from a kli to a food, it needs heat. Cooking it, frying it, roasting it, different things. All of a sudden here, you don't need heat. Duchka will pass the flavor from one to the other. Duchka means pressure. So when you cut a knife onto an orange or whatever, you cut a knife onto something which is not charif, right? So you cut a carrot with a knife, nothing happens. You could take a tray of knife and cut a carrot for all I care. We'll see. Maybe you have to wipe it and make sure, whatever. But no flavor goes from the knife to the carrot. But because it's not heat. Flavor only goes from kalim to food with heat. All of a sudden, Davar Charif overrides that. Like Rashi says, you cut it, the flavor is able to get out of the knife and be absorbed into the Davar Charif. That's the second chiddush of Davar Charif. The third chiddush of Davar Charif is that it overrides the classic, the rule of not bar not. So till now we've said that if you have a fleishik frying pan and you cooked eggs in it, and then you took the eggs out of the frying pan and you melted cheese on it, it would be okay to eat it because it's not bar not. The flavor in the eggs, right? The flavor went from the meat to the pan to the eggs. All right, nishkaferlach. B'dievet, you put on cheese, all right, maybe you could still eat it, b'dievet, for sure, according to the mechaber, etc. Not by not. Secondary flavor. Davar Charif overrides that also. And that's a gemara by Tznoin. Tznoin is a very sharp type of radish. And by Tznoin, there's a chiddush that a Tznoin is able to override the rule of not bar not. Okay, so those are three chiddush. Now the question is, there's another issue, by the way, which the Shulchan Aruch discusses. But that's not going to help us with the psakim of the shailas that we discussed earlier. But in order to just understand the hemshach of the Shulchan Aruch, based on those three chidushim, we're going to read inside. Okay, you ready? We can just read inside quickly. I want to read inside so that we we're on the same page. Tznoin, which is that radish that we talked about from the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Oy silka shechotcham besakin shalbasa. You used a fleishiga knife ben yoimoy. So he's going now ben yoimoy. Oy sheinam akunich, or it's old but not dirty. It's the same thing. Also loachlam b'chalav. You're not allowed to eat it with milk. Achiyito mimakom achatach. Kedei netilas makom shukoy beetz. How far deep? This chiddush that when you cut a davar charef, the flavor actually does get absorbed into the food. How far deep into the food? Kedei netila, which is about an inch. Oy, shiitamen, or you have to taste it. V'lo yebatam basa. Shaz mutam ba'adacha. V'yeshrim, some extend the chiddush of eina b'nyoyma to tznoin, to a radish, not just to a chiltis. V'yeshrim, medua din le'ina b'nyoyma v'hu mekunach. But if you did not take off that inch, then you cooked it with milk, you need shishim against, which the priest can say, you need shishim against that inch, basically, or the knife. Right? And if it's a treif knife, the Rama says, they need shishim against the whole onion because of chanan. Right? Because the whole onion becomes treif now, if it's a treif knife. If you minced it, now the netila is covering on every single piece. So now you need shishim kenegad kol atznoin. Fine. V'ye shoyim shem chatach tznoin b'sakin shel iser kulei osa. Because then you say chanan if you use iser. Now, v'chein im chatach b'sakin shel basa osa kulei b'chalav v'chein noigin l'chatchila. This is an extra chiddush of the Rashba that you don't. It doesn't just aser a finger. It actually goes through the whole vegetable. Okay. Now he has a few other things. Now, before we get to the end of the Rama, which is a separate, very, very geshmak hashayla of a suffik, the case of a suffik. But let's go to Sif Beis. V'imchatach b'yshumen u'b'tzolim, u'krishin, v'kayoitza b'mitzvar macharifin, u'peres chamutzim, v'dogim luchim dinam shavu l'chatach b'yitznoim. Now, all of a sudden, let's get a little practical, says the Shulchan Aruch. You told me about a radish, and you told me about a chiltis. What about all the stuff we have? Garlic, onion, that stuff we use on Pesach, crane, pickles, lemons, pickled stuff. So says the Shulchan Aruch, all those things are also under the category of davar charef. That means lechatchila, we should treat everything as davar charef. However, we are going to see now, when we get down to the halacha l'maisa, that we have the ability to maybe be makel on certain things, okay? We have an ability to be makel on certain things because at the end of the day, not everything was mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. Not everything was mentioned in the Gemara. And therefore, a lot of poiskim are makel that if something's eino ben yoimai, maybe it doesn't have the chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch himself was mesupik, two dais, if anything other than chiltis has that chiddush. Second of all, the whole chiddush that it's anything beyond tznoin is also a chiddush, right? So now let's go one step backwards, and then we'll get back to the shilas that we had. Let's go back to the Rama. So that would mean, let's just give an example. One of the classical examples of this shila is you were trying to get a pickle, according to the Shulchan Aruch. You're trying to get a pickle out of a jar for your deli sandwich. So you grab the fork from the drawer and you wanted to grab the pickle out of the jar because you don't want to get your hands all dirty. Because if you do, you take a pickle out and you want to eat it, you have to wash because we have karpas. You know, if you eat a wet fruit, a vegetable, you got to wash. So if you eat a pickle with your fingers, you have to wash your hands. So you chose not to do that. So you did it with a fork. So you grab two pickles. One you eat and one you put on the plate to have with your deli sandwich. Then you realize that the fork that you used to grab the pickle was a milchik fork. Oh, well, a pickle is davar charef, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Peres chamutzim, something else is pickled. So a pickle is a davar charef. And now you did duchka because you pushed in with a fork. Duchka does not just mean a knife. So now that pickle is now dairy. So therefore, you should not use that pickle for your deli sandwich. L'chatchila. And even b'dieved, l'chara, if it's in there, you should take it out. L'chara. So that would be that would be an example. What some place can discuss is what happens if you took a pickle and you cut it with a fleshic knife. You took half the pickle, and the other half of the pickle you left in the jar. That would never happen in my house. There's a half a pickle would never end up getting back in the jar. But if somehow the half a pickle ended up back in the jar, what? So there's a concept of kavush. If something's in water for 24 hours, the flavor passes to the rest of them. So it's very possible that you've made now the entire jar fleshic. Right? Because you cut the pickle with a fleshic knife. The fleshic knife made that half a pickle fleshic, at least a kadena tila. If there's no shishim in the jar against the knife, then maybe the rest of the pickles become fleshic. What? And then you went to the next one. Right, you stuck a fork in one. You went fishing, and then you lost that one. Right, and then you got another one. Well, yeah, whatever. So that's a shiloh. Okay, so now that's all lechatchila basically, because we're still, you know, we're a mode of lechatchila. But is there anything to rely on in Bidyevit? So first of all, let's go back to this Ramah in the end of Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, that's all talking if we know Bivadai. What if it's a suffix? What if it's a suffix? It's a doubt. Im yesh suffix, im nechtach b'sakin shel iser. So azlina l'kula, l'chein koinim atznoino is sheish b'em chatuchin utzatzan noiseyem, ki talina shenase b'mar v'chatzino. So he says, what if you go to a store and you don't really know what happened? Why? Because in those days, right, it wasn't like a whole professional store. So you went to this guy and he has some vegetables that he just picked. And some of them are cut. Now, you don't know how he cut it. Maybe the way it got cut is when he was shoveling out that marer. Before Pesach, you went to your neighbor and he got marer. When he used his shovel, so the shovel is obviously not treif. It was never used for food. And he used the shovel kind of to get out the marer. He cut through the marer, so then it's okay. But maybe if he brought it home and started cutting it up, it's not good. So you don't know. It's a suffix. So he says, in certain cases, the suffix is okay, because we don't really know what happened. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach explains, in Tzivkat on Yud Beis, that he says, you know why we're allowed to be Mekel? Is because this thing is not, even if a knife was used, this chrein is not a chiltis. Chiltis is sharper than chrein. Now, as far as I know, chrein is the sharpest vegetable that we have. I don't know, jalapenos and this stuff, but like, it's much sharper than onions and garlic, right? Right, okay, so as I'm saying, So he's still saying that that's not as sharp as a chiltis, and therefore it's a suffix, whether if it's an einu ben yoimai, it's a problem. So he says there's a lot of sfeikas here. Number one is, I don't know if you used a knife at all. Second of all, I don't know if you did use a treif, if it was a ben yoimai. And even if it wasn't ben yoimai, maybe this thing is not as sharp as chiltis. So therefore, that's why he's making. Now, the Prima Gadim says that at the end of the day, he says, I'm not so quick to be makel on other vegetables. And over here in Sif Seidatsi base, I'm not, at the very end, I'm not so quick to be makel on onions, garlic, or anything else, because I think that they must be, that they're more sharp than tznoin in the Gemara. So if it's any binyayimai, maybe, but other than that, I wouldn't be makel. Okay? However, there is a famous shita of the Beis Meir. Now, that the Beis Meir says, let me find it inside so that you believe me. Because the Beis Meir, Kishtikl, undermines a lot of the things that we are accustomed to hearing. Okay? So the Beis Meir, I want to find it inside. Hold on. Yeah. So the Beis Meir here, it's in Siv Gimel. It should be like in the Oitzim Mefarshim, something like that. Yosef, his tissues inside. So So Beis Meir says like this. He says, that at the end of the day, the Gemara only asked a tznoim. It doesn't ask an onion. We don't know what type of radishes they had in those days. Maybe the radish was a lot more sharp than our onions. And therefore, he wants to say that our onions is not considered davar charif b'di'eved. And therefore, if you used an onion, here, let's read it inside. Do you see where it is? Beis Meir, in the Oitzim Mefarshim Sif Gimel? Yeah, v'yishar mafilayin minyam. Yearly. The lekos of Ramadi hazu desfir le'shtei chumras. The dvarim charifim zulas tznoin. You don't say two chumras by davar charif except for tznoin. What are the two chumras? Chumra degara min isbashel va'asar fuel benat banat. It's also, it's worse than that banat. V'gam chumra dechur from hashavi l'shvach and the chumra of ena binyayim. Only lechatchila. Avo b'di'evit. But b'di'evit you could be mekel. So it says the Beis Meir. What's the case of b'di'evit? Kegoin. B'midi the shchiach, the classical case. Shechotchu betzalim besakin chay levis. You took a onion and you cut it with a milchik knife. V'nasna b'keder shabasan. You cooked it up in a fleshik pot. So we just said, this was one of the cases we started off. You took an onion, you cut it up with a milchik knife, and you fried it in a fleshik frying pan with your or whatever. You put them into your chicken, whatever. The mistama hasakin ain't a ben yaymoy. The onion, the knife was probably not used for milk within the last 24 hours, right? Umitzad ma the shamrunis stama upon it, it's probably clean. So b'di'evit it's motor because it's not by not. And it's in the binyan with two chumras, so we're mekel. So all of a sudden, the Beis Meir under says all these onion shailas, as long as the knife was eno ben yoimai, they're all mutter. This is Beis Meir's chiddush, because it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara talked about childis for chumra number one. Chumra number two, it talked about tznoi, which is a radish. I don't know, maybe their radishes are worse than our onions. The previous Godim, it's if katan yid beis, said, no, our onions are probably sharper than their radishes. So I don't know. You have to ask a historian, like, what radishes existed in Rav and Shmuel's neighborhood? I don't know, right? But the Beis Meir is saying, if the Gemara doesn't talk about an onion, I'm not going to extrapolate and assume necessarily, b'di'evid, that onions are included in this chumrah. So since there's two chumras, you have to come on to say that in order to ask for this food, I'm not going to say that. And b'meila b'di'evid, if you took this onion that was cut with a milchik knife and you put it into your chicken, you could eat it. Because, right, let's say it was a carrot that you cut with the fleshing knife, no problem. Right? Who said that the flavor went in? And who said, so therefore he says you can be mako. Now, do we go with this Beis Meir? Apparently not. Because anyone's asked the shaila has probably been told a few times that the different cases are a problem. So do we pass on this Beis Meir? So I was told from a few people that there were priceskim that went with this Beis Meir. But my masara is we don't pass like this Beis Meir. We don't go with this, but we use it in specific examples. Okay, so now let's get to a few other examples and we'll see where we could use this. Okay. There's a shaila. People like asking this question. I cut my onion with a milchik knife on top of a fleshik cutting board. What's this whole cutting board issue? So the Chochmas Adam, the Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, he's mechadish that if you take something, an onion, and you're cutting it on a surface, there's a certain amount of pressure that's put between the onion and the cutting board. And that's also considered a duchka. It's pushing down. So the flavor in the cutting board will go into the onion. But even if not. Because he's saying you're pushing down on it. To cut something, when I cut something, I'm already pushing down the hole on you. You step on it. So maybe they ain't a chami. I'm saying, he's not talking about that. He's just talking about the fact that the cutting board, the pressure of cutting something onto the board somehow creates a certain amount of pressure, friction, whatever, that allows this flavor to go in. That's a chiddush of the chayadam, right? So does everyone agree to the chayadam? No. Let's say you agreed to the chayadam, so you would have a big problem right now. Because what would happen? You have a milchik knife, flesh a cutting board. You're cutting into the knife. All of a sudden, milchik flavor is going to the onion. And now flesh flavor is going into the onion. So that onion now is pretty confused. Right? Okay, 1 second. So for now, the onion and the cutting board, the knife and the cutting board are fine, but the onion isn't. Right? But now you take that onion, you start putting it into places, into food, you're a big problem. So over here, this is where our Messiah is, that if the cutting board or the knife is Eino Ben Yoimai, right? It hasn't been used for 24 hours. So now we could use the base mayor. We could use the base mayor and say that since, according to the base mayor, onions are not really davar charif necessarily. Plus, you need an extra plus. You need an extra tziruf. Plus, this whole concept of the cutting board is not l'kol hadeis. Not everyone agrees that cutting board creates friction to begin with. So therefore, we can make all and not make a problem with this onion. B'di'evet. Okay?
And why is that only by a cutting board, not by a regular knife?
Because regular knife, what's your tziruf? That's what I'm saying. Everyone agrees that knife is duchka. So the only thing you have to rely on is the base mayor. We're not going to rely on the base mayor by itself. Okay?
If it was a
chiltis, then I'm saying, yeah. Right. Yeah, obviously, that's the Gemara. We're not coming to argue on the Gemara. Okay? So that's one case you could be making. Next, Shaila. You cut an onion with a fleishik knife. And you put that onion into your food processor. Meisim, all the time, people ask this question. Now my food processor is fleishik. I can't have my food. Fine, my food processor is fleishik. It's bad, apparently. So it's not good. So now, hold on. Let's think about this for a second. Who says that the onion, which has the flavor, till now we talked about one thing. We talked about a chiddush, that when you cut an onion with a fleishik knife, the onion has the ability to schlep the flavor out of the knife into the onion, right? But when you cut a treif onion, let's say, with a kosher knife, who says that the charif has the ability to put the flavor inside the knife? Maybe it has the ability to schlep the flavor out of the knife. Who said the other way around it works? That the onion has the ability to put the flavor back into the knife. That's a whole nother chiddush. It's not pashut. Who said that that's true? So where did this concept come from? So the reality is it's a machlokes. I don't know if you have in Sif Gimel also, you have a long piece in the Oitzer Mefarshim called the Evan Ha'ezer. Okay, so the Evan Ha'ezer brings us this machlokes between him and the Magen Avraham. He's talking about this Shiloh, basically, and the Magen Avraham was machmer on it. Okay? But the Evan Ha'ezer was mekel. The Evan Ha'ezer says, no, who says the flavor goes back in to the food, to the blade, to the knife? That's not true. And this is very nagia, because in those days, how did you get ground up spices? You got some good black pepper. How'd you grind it? You didn't buy McCormick black pepper in the store, right? So what? Yeah, you had to actually go to so sometimes in some places they had communal grinders. Now, what happens is that the guy, maybe, he used it, he cut up his onions and or garlic with his knife, and then he brought it to the communal grinder and ground his stuff. Now, you're coming with your stuff, and you want to use your in the communal grinder. But if that grinder now, a minute ago, was used for pepper that he cut previously with his knife and then ground it, so maybe now that communal grinder is treif. So the Ibn Arabi says, no, who says just because, who says that the flavor goes back inside from the Davar Charif? The Davar Charif schleps the flavor out, but it doesn't push the flavor back in to the Kli. So the Ibn Arabi argues on the Magen Avraham at this point. So based on that, this, now we have, it's a machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Ibn Arabi, whether or not Davar Charif pushes flavor back into a Kli. So now we have a case. Okay, let's go to our case. You cut an onion with a fleishika knife and you put it into your food processor. So even if you would tell me that the onion was a chiltis, okay, it would still be a machloikis between the Ibn Arabi and the Magen Avraham if your food processor was fleishik. Magen Avraham says yes, but Ibn Arabi says no. So again, we can use the same formula. If there's one shita that says it's not a problem, we could be mitzarif the base mayor, who says that davar charif by ena ben yoymai, onions do not have a status of davar charif for ena ben yoymai purpose, and then you could be makel on the food processor. Okay. Yes. So then you have the tzira. Then you have the tzira from the chayyada. Taking out means because the flavor gets put into the davar charif, and the davar charif refreshes the flavor. What's the shaykhis to putting it back in?
So when we say that the
food processor is finished. No, I'm saying, I think that if the original knife that she used to cut the onion was eino ben yoyma, then you can mitzarif the base mayor with the avenoizer, and you can be make the food processor stay parif.
Was
vanilla? What? Was vanilla? No, if it's vanilla, there's no other tears. Right, now let's talk about what you said. Let's say you cut the onion with a fleishika knife with the milk like a cutting board. So if you hold like the Magen Avraham, you could end up with a serious problem. If you hold like, not like the Mishmeyer, and yes, like the Magen Avraham, and yes, like the Chayyadam, then you would end up that... You would end up having that the onion is treif and the knife and the cutting board are treif. Because now you cut the onion, now the onion has the fleishik flavor, the onion has the milchik flavor from the cutting board, the fleishik flavor from the knife. Now the onion is treif, then you keep on pushing more, now the flavor goes back into the knife, back into the cutting board. Now everything's all fair. We're going to say, no. Why do you have to be machmer like the Magen Avraham, like the Chayyadam, and not like the Beis Meir? We'll be makel like the Beis Meir, like the Ibn Arabi, not like the Chayyadam, because you have three Tzirufim, and be matter everything. But if you would have all three Chumras, you could theoretically ask her at all, right? Right, it's the same thing, because if the fleishik knife was in Ben Yoimai, in order to ask for the cutting board, you have to say, not like the Mismayer, and yes, like the Chayyadam. What? Yeah, but that's b'di'eved because you want to keep it parav. That's called b'di'eved l'maisa. Because what's going to happen if that cutting board became fleishik, it's b'di'eved. Why? Because then you're going to have to go buy a new parav one. Right? So essentially, that parav, that cutting board becomes useless. I'm saying so. So this is the way that this is the way I was taught this in what.
Very sweet before you fry them,
and
all of them get sweet after you fry them.
Right.
So it's hard to really know what.
Right. So cooked foods.
So from the Mara's time, what exactly does that mean today?
Right. I have this feeling that they were more sharp in those days. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I just have this funny feeling. Maybe Mr. Krieger could come up with some information on this. What?
No idea about.
the level of sharpness of vegetables in ancient times. Okay, so I don't either know, but I feel like everything was more natural then, so therefore it probably retained its full potency. Now everything is diluted. You know, the ground doesn't have its full energy anymore because man has kind of
sugar and onion and garlic are very high in sugar content. They're sweet. You caramelize an onion or even a garlic, it's actually sweet.
Right. Right.
I know that diabetics have to be careful when you caramelize that. It's very careful. It's very high in sugar. It's sweet.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what it was like 2,000 years ago.
Right. No, so the place can do say that once you've, okay, let's take another example. You dice an onion with a filet chicken knife and you put it into a milchik frying pan. What's the halacha of the frying pan? What's the halacha of the onions? So I would say if the filet chicken knife was eino ben yoyma, it was not used for filet chicks within the last 24 hours, I would think that the onions are a problem. The onions are treif because the mice, they have fleshika flavor and they have milchik flavor. But the now you have to figure out what about the frying pan? According to that, the frying pan, it doesn't go back in. That svara that it doesn't go back in, it's only a svara that doesn't go back in if what you're using is pidurka. But here it's heat, so the heat puts it back in. So it could be a serious problem.
I've heard people say that there's something that I spoke to, but that once onions get, as they become hot, they become sweet.
Right.
Therefore, the tom is
right, exactly. I don't know if that helps, because
on the reverse direction, if you start with it,
that's useful if what happens is you had a milchik frying pan and then you turned over the onions with a fleshik fork. So once you turn over the onions, the assumption is onions are sweet already, because why are you turning them over? They obviously got cooked already on one side. So that means that they're already cooked, they're already sweet. So therefore you use the fleshik fork and they're not charif anymore. But l'chayra, all you need is yatsa ledes boy to get the flavor from the milchik into the onion.
As soon as the eitam is coming in, as it becomes hot, it becomes sweet.
That's a chiddush. I would have thought it got sweet once it cooks a little bit. Just because it got lettuce, it's sweet already?
More heat is affecting
it.
More
heat
is affecting
it. Right. Right. A little bit of bunkechot over here.
What is the difference whether the frying pan started off cold when you put the onions in and then you turn on the fire? Or if you put the onions in when the frying pan was hot.
But if you put in the onions when the frying pan was hot already, then l'chayra it got the heat right away. Now, I saw in this sefer Maral Diskin, from the Truvis Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin says that if there's a lot of oil, you could be makel, because you have another tziruf of siman tzadi hay. Because what happens if you have a lot of oil? Then it's not barnat, because you have to mix in the water. So if it's mamish on the frying pan, you don't have this sear. But if it's floating around like in a soup, so we hold like the Ramah, we're machmer on that. But the Maisa, there's a shita of the machaber. So you can matzar the shita of the machaber with the base mayor and be makel on that type of case. That's Maral Diskin says. Yeah, yeah, but you have to say, you have to be, the flavors have to connect to the water. And
if the frying pan is,
what? Oh, that's for, yeah, yeah. FLPK, you know. So, on Kuponim, that's most of the show. Let's read Siv Gimel. I want to just read Siv Gimel together. Tavlin shenidoichu b'maducha shel basar. You have spices that were ground in a fleshik, a grinder, which was ben yoimai. Also lachlo mechalav. Like we're saying, because spices are considered sharp. You grind them in a fleshik, a grinder. Then you're not allowed to eat them with milk. Again, some say even if the grinder was not used for fleshiks within the last 24 hours, it would still be a problem of einay ben yaymay. Okay. Okay. So next week, what we'll do is we will go off topic a shtickle. I want to go back 1 week to do the Pesayin stuff, the 6 hours, the Kavod Shavuos. You know, you have your meals, milchik meal, fleishik meal, you know, mix it in together. And there's a lot of makaris, but again, Shavuos. So next week, maybe we'll do that topic, even though we did it way back earlier, you know, that 7 months ago. But maybe we'll just cause it over a law maisa, agabe Shavuos, if it's shy to have a milchik meal, fleishik meal together, and that whole sugya. After that, we'll have a few more weeks on this, finish Tzadi Vav and Tzadi Zayin, which is probably 2 more or 3 more weeks. And then that will take us till, you know, after, you know, June. So we'll have another month. We'll see what we do. And then maybe we'll start a new topic after the summer. Okay. Shmuel, good to see you.